The week ahead, what to watch and why. The stories most likely to move significantly in the coming week are the MECA Alliance and the Pentagon's response to the Iran F-15E report. The Trilateral Pact has announced its coordination structure. The real test is whether it holds when member states encounter conflicting interests on a specific issue, and in a volatile region, those tests arrive quickly. The F-15E report is expected to drive a supplemental budget request for counter-unmanned aerial systems capabilities. The size and structure of that request will serve as a reliable indicator of how seriously Pentagon planners are taking the drone threat architecture. In domestic politics, the main Senate race is the one to monitor most closely. The 1988 police report against Democratic challenger Jackson will drive polling movement within the next 2 weeks, and given how tight the race is, even a two-point shift may determine the outcome. The Hochul-Blakeman gap in New York, closing from 20 points to 10 in roughly 6 weeks, is a trend that, if it continues at anywhere near that pace, makes November genuinely competitive in a state that was not supposed to require serious Republican resource investment. The broader connective thread across the week's news is a single, uncomfortable observation. The tools are changing faster than the institutions designed to govern them. Military doctrines, congressional oversight structures, AI content policies, and astronomical models are all, in different ways, being outrun by capabilities that emerged faster than any framework could adapt to. That is not a temporary condition. It is the environment in which every consequential decision described in this episode is being made.